Hey everybody, Elizabeth here. Before we get into today's episode, I wanted to make sure that you know registration is currently open for our Spring Strong Foundations cohort. Strong Foundations is a 5-week strength building program brought to you by me and Morgan Bungers. Coach Morgan Bungers is one of the best, most effective strength training coaches in this country. He has worked with some of the most elite athletes in the world, and now he specializes working with people in their 40s, in their 50s, in their 60s who want everyday strength. And this is not about being able to push your suitcase into the overhead compartment on an airplane. We need to be consistently and effectively strength training if we want to maintain the strength of our immune system. Muscle is a critical part of our immune system, and if we are not actively maintaining our strength, we are losing it as we age, and that means we are losing the strength of our immune system. It's also a significant component of our overall metabolism, especially our carbohydrate metabolism. Muscle mass plays a huge role in energy, in mood, mental health, bone health, so many different things. This is just not optional, but a lot of us don't do it because we aren't sure what to do. We aren't sure what not to do. We aren't sure if we're moving well. We don't know how to accommodate for our physical limitations or our current level of fitness, and that is why you need a coach, and you'd be hard-pressed to find one better than Morgan Bungers. Now, here's the thing about fitness programs. I've experienced this. My mom, who's in her 70s, has experienced this, where you buy a fitness program and then you're like, okay, but I can't do that workout because I'm not fit enough, or I don't have enough balance, or I don't have that equipment, or that hurts my knees, or it hurts my back. And then you're sort of just left to figure it out yourself, which means we often don't do anything. The great thing about Strong Foundations is that Morgan and I are part of it every single day, and you have an unlimited ability to ask us questions in a group setting or via direct message so that Morgan can help you scale for you, for whatever equipment you have, for the time that you have, for your fitness level, for your body and your physical limitations. 5 weeks. There's two different tiers. There's a beginner intermediate tier. There's an intermediate advanced tier. The testimonials that we have received from our previous clients will blow your mind. You can check them out and also register for your spot by going to primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. If you are an alum, if you have been through Strong Foundations before, I've already emailed you a renewal link with a special renewal rate, so please use that. If you don't see that email, let me know. For the rest of you, primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. We start on May 13th, so grab your spot now. You will have these workouts for life. 4 workouts a week for 5 weeks, 2 different tiers. So you've got 40 workouts total. Plus, there is a 5-part series on your pelvic floor. That is an incredibly important part of your physical fitness, of your strength, of your core strength, of your overall health, of your ability to maintain functional mobility as you get older. We want you to be a part of this. You will not regret joining the Strong Foundations cohort. It is an incredible community. Everybody needs to be consistently and effectively strength training. And if you're not, it's probably because you don't know how to make it work for you. And it can be made to work for you. It needs to be made to work for you. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation to register now. Let's get into the episode. When the devil tempts you to quit, he's not going to tell you how much it costs. Hey, everybody, welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. This is our Consistency 365 series mini episodes that air daily between our full-length Monday and Saturday episodes to help you get out of autopilot and be intentional about who and how you're trying to be, about the changes you're trying to create and what you can do today to bring them about, no matter what else is going on in your life. You might call it the devil. We might call it past pattern. Either way, when you consider quitting, you rarely consider what it is going to cost you if you quit. When you consider whether quitting overall or quitting in a moment, you have to look at what's the other side of this. It's not just, oh, I'll have ice cream. It's no big deal. This one thing won't hurt. I'll do better tomorrow. There's another side of the equation. There's the how you feel an hour after the ice cream, how you feel when you wake up tomorrow morning, how you feel when you continue this pattern, how much more difficult it makes it to change. I love this reminder that when the devil tempts us to quit because we're facing something that is more pleasurable in the moment, something that is less difficult in the moment, he rarely comes and says, hey, this is what it's going to cost you. But that doesn't make it any less real. It doesn't make it any more significant. It's going to cost you something. It's probably going to cost you a lot, and a lot more than you think, and a lot more than you're thinking of. So let's take the time to do that mental exercise. What is it costing you when you make an excuse? What is it costing you when you say yes to that indulgence again? When you skip that workout again, when you don't do the things you said you would do today again, what is it costing you? And what can you do differently so that you hold that top of mind more readily every single time you are considering what it's going to cost you? Because it's going to cost you something, and it's probably going to cost you a lot. I'll see you tomorrow.